The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. We are on your FM dial at 95.9 megahertz. We're online at kgvm.org. We're hanging out on a cloudy, dreary afternoon here. It's Tuesday afternoon, the 9th of June. Trying to rain out there, so, you know, think wet thoughts and push it over the edge. Let's get a little precipitation out of this. Happy to have you along for the ride this afternoon. I'm going to play you some music to get us up to the 6 o'clock hour and Democracy Now! Before I do that, I do want to thank one of our underwriters, and then I've got today's episode of Human Capital queued up.
KGVM thanks Wild Joe's Coffee Spot for their support. Wild Joe's is located at 14 West Main Street across from the historic Ellen Theater in downtown Bozeman. Wild Joe's brings you coffee from around the world and features a rotating display of local artists, live music weekly, and Slayer espresso in a warm atmosphere. See more at their website, wildjoescoffee.com. This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A National Park Service ranger died after falling into a crevasse on North America's tallest mountain, Denali, or Mount McKinley, renamed by the Trump administration. National Park Service ranger Robin Pendery of Enumclaw, Washington, was a seasonal mountaineering ranger assigned to Denali National Park and Preserve. She fell last Thursday while on climbing patrol on Denali, Mount McKinley, and died despite immediate rescue efforts. Her death comes only a week after three climbers from a Latvian mountaineering expedition also died on the mountain after falling near a treacherous pass on Denali. A fourth climber was rescued. They were part of a seven-person team traversing a route known for its exposed sections where many climbers have died or been injured over the years. Denali stands at 20,310 feet tall, and Pendery fell near what's known as the 14,000-foot camp. A story that just won a literary prize is suspected of being AI-generated. A respected literary magazine published an award-winning short story that many readers flagged as generated by artificial intelligence. The Commonwealth Short Story Prize was awarded to the winning story, The Serpent in the Grove, but there's growing concern and evidence that it was written by artificial intelligence. Sigrid Rousing, the publisher, said, "We showed Claude.ai the story and asked whether it was AI-generated. The response was long, concluding that it was almost certainly not produced unaided." Rousing added, "It may be that the judges have now awarded a prize to an instance of AI plagiarism." The story's author, Jameer Nazir, said he has had books published and others forthcoming. But among the little other work that Nazir appears to have published is a self-published poetry collection. Nazir has not commented on the allegations. For publishers and prize juries, AI presents a challenge with no clear solutions. The accusations made against The Serpent in the Grove and other works have revealed how tricky it can be to determine whether a work was written by a human. In the days following the story's publication, readers on social media and online forums pointed out signs of AI writing tics, such as excessive use of metaphors and similes, nonsensical figurative expressions. One line in particular, "She had the kind of walking that made benches become men," drew a lot of flack. And negative parallelism, which is more commonly known as the not X but Y construction. But these traits often appear in human writing as well. To confirm their suspicions, some readers, including the Wharton School professor and AI researcher Ethan Mollick, ran the story through AI detectors like Pangram, which suggested that the text was 100% AI-generated. This year's competition received around 7,800 entries. Of the five chosen as regional winners, one will be named the overall winner of the Commonwealth Short Story Prize on June 30th. Camping season in Montana is getting into full swing, but in the Paradise Valley, the Bureau of Land Management has prohibited soft-sided camping at the Carbella Recreation Site in Park County, limiting camping to hard-sided camping units only for the entire season through December 31st of this year, due to ongoing grizzly bear activity in the area. No tent camping, soft-sided pop-up campers, and canvas-sided vehicles used for sleeping at the site. Roger Olson, BLM acting field manager, said, "The restriction has been implemented in an attempt to reduce the likelihood and severity of encounters between visitors and grizzly bears, which are frequently seen in the area. Signs will be posted at the Carbella Recreation Site." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I think I'm going to rock out a little bit this afternoon. I think I'll get it started with cut by And You Will Know Us by the Trail of the Dead from their album Tao of the Dead, Pure Radio Cosplay. I'll follow that up with a cut by Pearl Jam off of their newest album, Dark Matter, called Waiting for Stevie. And then the Mekons with War Economy from their album, Horror.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Mekons from the album Horror with War Economy. Before that, Pearl Jam did Waiting for Stevie off Dark Matter. Started out with, and you know, we'll know us by the Trail of the Dead from the album Tao of the Dead with Pure Radio Cosplay. You're tuned to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music this afternoon. Get us up to the 6 o'clock hour. Hope you're having a good day. It's about 20 after 5 right now. I'm going to thank another of our underwriters. And I've got today's episode of Climate Connections queued up for you. And then we'll get back to some music. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek: The Band of Drifters and the Beagles on Wednesday, June 10th. Noise Pollution, the AC/DC Experience with Johnny Dango on Thursday, the 11th. Dead Sky on Friday, the 12th. The Young Dubliners with Double Wide Dreams on Saturday, June 13th. The Marshall Tucker Band with Jacob Browntree on Sunday, June 14th. The Cruz Brothers with Kaylee Marie on Wednesday, June 17th. Two Nights of Pinky and the Floyd, Thursday and Friday, the 18th and 19th. Melvin Seals and JGB on Saturday, the 20th. Cor Blund with Branson Anderson on Sunday, June 21st. And many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but
what happens in the Arctic does not stay in the Arctic.
That's Walt Meyer, a senior research scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center at the University of Colorado. He says Arctic sea ice is shrinking dramatically. Each March, sea ice covers a greater area than at any other time of the year. But this year, that peak coverage was the lowest on record since satellites began measuring it in 1979. This decline has far-reaching consequences, because sea ice acts as an air conditioner for the Earth's climate. The white sea ice reflects a lot of sunlight back into space, while dark open ocean absorbs more solar energy as heat. So as the ice shrinks and more water is exposed, temperatures are rising quickly.
The Arctic is warming about 3 times as fast as the rest of the globe, largely due to the loss of sea ice.
And Meyer says Arctic warming can affect weather patterns at lower latitudes.
We can potentially get more extreme weather, more extreme heat waves, and potentially more extreme storms.
So Meyer says that the rapid loss of sea ice in the Arctic has consequences around the world and indicates bigger changes to come. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, going to keep her rolling here. I just saw something online a day or two ago that I think the Descendants are touring this year. And man, I'd love to see them. I think I'll play a couple cuts off of an album of theirs that they released in 2021 called Ninth and Walnut. I think that's their latest full length. They maybe released a couple singles after that. But I'll play a couple off of that because they're short. They're punk. I'm going to play a Tired of Being Tired and Mohicans, which are people that wear mohawks, of course. And then a live version of Dinosaur Jr.'s song Bulbs of Passion from their album Emptiness at the Sinclair. And cut by Sebado from their album Defend Yourself called State of Mind. I'll finish the setup with Deep Sea Diver, the title cut from their album Billboard Heart. I think I got this copy of that album when they played at the filling station a few years back. So here we go with the Descendants to start us off.
Sick of being sane. You're so stupid, you don't know what's gonna I sit crazy, jitter, uneasy. A toll that looms, the loss I dread. I buckle when my judge clutches, questioning my treatment of an ego under threat. Place it here on the bureau. Let the interest rip apart the understood. No one's satisfied with merely a cut. So they sabotage.
Got some money saved. to hurt and grow. It's the hardest thing I've done.
Follow me.
This is Billboard Heart by Deep Sea Diver. Before that, Sebadoh did State of Mind from Defend Yourself. Live version of Bulbs of Passion by Dinosaur Jr. before that from Emptiness at the Sinclair, a live album. Start with a couple by The Descendants from Ninth and Walnut, Mohicans, and Tired of Being Tired. This is KGVM Bozeman. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and playing you some rock music for this hour. Get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! Here on KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. And I want to thank another one of our underwriters that support our programming, and we'll hear today's labor history in two.
KGBM is grateful for the support of the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, Gallatin Valley's newspaper. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle, empowering the community. Online at bozemandailychronicle.com and available through subscription in print or online. More information at bozemandailychronicle.com.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1937. That was the day Consumers Power Company employees near Flint, Michigan, shut off generators and turbines at the Zilwaukee Power Plant. 2,000 workers organizing with the Public Utilities Union under the direction of the UAW effectively cut off power to everything except hospitals, city sanitation plants, and dairies. The company's office workers joined the walkout, hanging a banner across the Flint District office building that read, "Quit stalling." The company had dragged its heels on an agreement promising union recognition, a closed shop, wage increases, and an end to 24-hour scheduling of troubleshooters. The strike cut power to an estimated 165,000 Flint residents. It also forced the closing of six area General Motors plants and impacted industrial centers like Saginaw and Bay City. The strike ended a temporary truce that Governor Frank Murphy had forced between the UAW and Consumers Power, which ended a several-hour-long walkout at the power plant earlier in the month. The strike paralyzed 13 counties across the Saginaw Valley. When news of the second strike hit, Murphy put the National Guard on standby. He snapped orders at UAW leader Homer Martin to get those lights back on. I will not stand by and see those people in darkness tonight. Top union officials insisted the strike was unauthorized and that a tentative settlement had been reached. But workers demanded to see the actual terms of the agreement before they agreed to go back to work. The workers ratified the contract. Tensions continued. Governor Murphy demanded that the county sheriff organize a special force to prevent future utility strikes, while the UAW vowed to curb wildcat strikes through investigation and discipline. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.
All right, I'm going to keep going here. Get a little bluesy for a minute. Still rocking, but I'm going to start out with a cut by Larkin Pole from the album Self-Made Man called Back Down South. And then played some North Mississippi All-Stars last week. Got to go see them at Pine Creek. It was a great show. So better play another one of their cuts. From their album Electric Blue Watermelon, I'll play you Mississippi Boll Weevil. That's the lead-in cut from that album. Then go back a few years, quite a few actually. The Archangels had the rhythm section from Double Trouble, Stevie Ray Vaughan's band, and Doyle Bramhall II, and Charlie Sexton playing guitars on this album. I think they formed not too long after Stevie died in 92, maybe. I'm going to play the cut Living in a Dream from their self-titled debut album.
Where rock and roll learned to walk. Country blues and a where the brothers are sleeping, and you can still hear the sound of a band that was singing about a sky that was blue. They sang it for me, and now I sing it for you. Streets of gold, ain't that red, that clay? Leave some pictures in a basket by the pearly gates. When my race is run, hear that angel sound. May the good Lord show me mercy, send me back down south. Those streets of gold, ain't that red, that clay? Leave some pictures in a basket by the pearly gates. When my race is run,
The Archangels, Living in a Dream. Before that, the North Mississippi All-Stars did Mississippi Boll Weevil. Start out with Larkin Pole and Back Down South. I'm going to play you out with the Corinne Tucker Band, Corinne Tucker of Slater Kinney. The title cut from the album, Kill My Blues.
Oh,
This is the Corinne Tucker Band, Kill My Blues. That wraps up this music. I hope you'll keep it tuned right here. Democracy Now! Coming up next. And apparently your thoughts and prayers worked, and it's raining out there. So hope you have a great evening, and keep it locked right here to KGVM.